Hello, welcome to a special edition of Healthy Living with Dr. David Wick from the Holistic Chiropractic Center at Liberty Village in Stillwater. This week, Dr. Wick continues a special series on a growing problem in our country, opioid addiction. And now, here's Dr. David Wick.
Today we're welcoming back Dr. Brett Hockey, Chief Medical Officer of Regents Hospital. We're talking about opioid alternatives. Welcome back, Dr. Hockey.
Thanks for having me.
Now, last segment, you told us about times when opioids are appropriate. Could you please refresh your memories? When are they appropriate?
Well, compassionate care at the end of life is very important. It's also very important with major tissue injury, like major trauma or burns. And we do use them in surgery to help people get through surgery, but really only for a couple days after surgery.
I'm pretty sure that there are people that, for the life of them, think there is just no way I can get away from these opioids. I need these. What perspective do you have?
Once an opiate grips you, it really feels like it's something that you need. And it's really because you no longer make your own compounds to relieve pain. And the opioids then relieve your pain and make you feel better. The reality of it is if we get you to a spot where you're off of the opioids, you actually can feel much better and you can reconnect with your life. So for people that think that they're better on their opiates, I would ask the question, are they better now than they were a year ago? Most of the time, they'll say that they're worse. And if that's true, we really need to get you off the opioids.
Now, what about people on the other end of the spectrum? People who are given more pills than they actually need. What risks are there?
Yeah, and that happens a lot. People are given way too many pills at the end of a surgical procedure, and they either fill the prescription and don't use any, or they maybe use one or two, and the rest of them remain unused, and they typically go into the cupboard. The reality of it is that those pills are finding ways into our community. They're finding their ways into our high schools, and we really, really need to get rid of those excess pills. So doctors need to give only a couple of pills at the end of surgery or at a time when they're needed, and patients who get excess pills need to get rid of them.
And by get rid of them, we mean to take them to the different take-back opportunities that exist with the sheriff's department, the county, and often pharmacies are now taking back prescriptions like that. Well, thanks again for being on with us, Dr. Hockey. We'll look forward to continuing our discussion next week.
For more information on healthy living, visit drdavidwick.com. To benefit from Dr. Wick's holistic chiropractic, call 651-342-2083, 651-342-2083. Join us again for healthy living with Dr. David Wick next week at this time.